Welcome to Maseches Ma'akatim, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. Small introduction. The Chachamim, the rabbis, prohibited a person to shave, to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, so that they shouldn't leave their haircutting and their shaving for Chol HaMoed and coming to Yontif unkempt and with long hair. However, the Mishnah will teach us there are some exceptions to this rule. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu, the following people, Megalchim B'moed, may shave, take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Habam Medina Sayyam, somebody who arrives from a very far trip and wasn't able to shave or take a haircut before Yontif. Amigmar teaches us that he went on a business trip. And Mibes Hashiv, or somebody who was released from captivity, non-Jewish people released him. Ayotne Beis Hasurim, somebody who is released from a Jewish prison. Veha Menuda, or somebody that was excommunicated. And Menuda, somebody that's excommunicated, is prohibited from shaving, washing his clothing. But Shehitir lo Chachamim, the Chachamim removed his excommunication. Similarly, a person who made a vow not to shave, and he went out of the opportunity to try to get his now vow absolved, to get it nishal until Chol HaMoed. So it's permissible for him to shave or take a haircut. V'ya Nazir, a person who was a Nazir, is prohibited for a Nazirite, to take a haircut or shave during Naziris, and his Naziris concludes during Chol HaMoed, and then he's obligated to shave his hair. Similarly, a Mitzora, a leper, at the 7 days of his purification to conclude Chol HaMoed, halacha is that he has to shave all his hair on that day. When he comes from tumah, from impurity to spiritual purity, halacha is all these people may shave or take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. The same as the Chacham said, it's prohibited for a person to shave or take a haircut. They also prohibited a person to wash clothing. Again, maybe a person will leave all his dirty laundry until Chol HaMoed and will come into Yontif with not so many clean clothing. The Mishnah here will teach us people that are permitted to wash. Ve'ilu mechaps, and these people may wash their clothing. B'mayir and Chol HaMoed. Habam medina sayam, someone comes from a distant place. Mebeis ha'shivya, somebody that is released from captivity. Vayetzim beis ha'surim, someone that is released from a Jewish jail. V'hamenuda, or an excommunicated person. Sheitiru lechacham, that the chacham removed his excommunication on Chol HaMoed. V'chein simli misha nisha lechacham, somebody who had made a vow not to wash his clothing. And then he got a rabbi to annul his vow. The vow was annulled on Chol HaMoed. Concludes the Mishnah, mit bechois hayadayim, hand towels, umit bechois ha svarim. Question exactly what this means. Some people say that it means the smocks that barbers use, and we're talking about barbers who are permitted to give haircuts on Chol HaMoed to the aforementioned people, and their smocks get dirty, and they need to constantly be washed. Umit bechois ha svog, that means to say towels that one uses when they leave the bathhouse. So those again have to be replaced very often, and even one would wash them before Yontif. There's a possibility that they won't have enough on Yontif. Or hazavin vehazavos hanidas vehayoldos, azav zava nida, are all people who have spiritual impurity. A yoledes is a woman that gives birth. All these people often soil their clothing, and therefore they need new clothing. Or anyone who comes from tuma to tara, from spiritual impurity to purity, and they have to wash their clothing. These people are permitted to wash their clothing. And everybody else, asurin, is prohibited to wash clothing. Nowadays, Allah says, you're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. The only people one can do laundry for are little children, or even children who are not so little, who constantly need replacements and replenishments of their clothing. That's permitted to wash on Chol HaMoed. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.